Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a full hour of music for you. It's all local, it's all Canadian, and all the songs are longer than 4 minutes on today's show, kind of going against the trend of shorter 3 minute and less songs. We played two new tracks for you from Bloom Effect. They're a Vancouver and Argentinian shoegaze band, and we played the songs TK, KA, and Presente, two singles they just put out in the last month. And following that, we played some brand new King Bob for you, the end track of his latest album, Rookie, called Try. Up next, we got some grungier stuff for you, some La Lune with the song I Feel Like I'm Pretending from the album Disparity. And following that is Gadfly with Softly, Lifelessly from their latest album, Sura. And both of those tracks are coming in over 5 minutes each.
Thank you.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here. You're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 of the FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we got a full hour of music for you. It's all long songs on today's show. And the last two tracks that we listened to were La Lune with I Feel Like I'm Pretending from their album Disparity. And following that was some Gadfly with the song Softly, Lifelessly from their latest album Sura. And both those tracks clocked in at over 5 minutes long. And on today's show, we are playing music that's got to be 4 minutes at least. Otherwise, it doesn't make the cut. Up next, we have the song Ghost in the Foyer, a 6-minute epic that opens Patrick Farouche's latest album, You Can Find the Joy in Anything. It's a self-released album that he just put out on November 8th, and I really recommend checking that one out.
Never knowing why.
Folks, Joey Chaos here. We are coming up to the end of today's episode of Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we were playing a full hour of music for you, all from local artists, and all tracks had to be over 4 minutes long. And that last track by Patrick Ferrugia came in at 6 minutes, and that one was Ghost in the Foyer from his latest album, You Can Find the Joy in Everything. We only have one track left for you on today's show, but before we get to that, a reminder to stay tuned to the programming coming up after this show. We have Slumber Party coming on at 6 p.m. for the best in talk and music highlighting female artists. Following that, Revolution Rock for the best in 60s garage rock, 70s punk, new wave surf, alternative, and indie. And at 8 p.m., we got 2 hours of Bitcoover with chiptune and video game culture coming your way, and that is all at CJSF.ca 90.1 on that FM dial. Anyways, we got one last track for you. It is by Kylie V. The song is called Runaway, and it is from her latest fantastic album, Crash Test Plane. I want to thank you so much for listening to today's show. Take care, be good to each other, and bye-bye.
Falling in love with you. What if I regret it and you leave me with a gaping wound? What if our first picture feels like salt within the mixture of blood and fixtures of our muscles torn apart? What if when it ends we are still friends and it takes all that's in my power not to break your heart? Thank you. Maybe in a couple years we will have worked through all our fears, and we can sit in silence like we were. Cause lover, you're my favorite, and I'd love it if we made it, and I think that we could do it if we tried. Cause I think you were meant for me, and I was meant for you, you see. So maybe we could stand the test of time.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. 3 years ago, Nicole Kellner was working for a climate tech company and feeling burned out. To relax, she challenged herself to paint a watercolor each day for 100 days.
And they were just meant to be relaxing activities after work, but it turned into me painting about climate change solutions.
When she shared her paintings online, they went viral. And 4 months after picking up a paintbrush, Kellner quit her job to make climate art full-time. Many of her paintings help explain climate solutions. She's diagrammed how ground source heat pumps work, illustrated a poster of vegetarian protein sources, and painted sheep grazing under solar panels to show how agriculture and solar can coexist. But sometimes her images are more whimsical, like a painting of a wind turbine that says, "Renewable energy? I'm a big fan."
I want to make art that visualizes the world we want to live in.
And she's helping others do the same by teaching online workshops about using art as a tool for climate communication.
My art has reached millions of people personally. My goal with this course is to inspire other people to create art that could impact even more millions of people.
Like Climate Connections? Subscribe to our free daily podcast. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.